Good morning. Welcome to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Bonnie Gregory, and if you'll stay with me for just a few minutes that I have to talk to you on this little broadcast, I know it will encourage your heart and bring a little joy into your heart. But first, I want to pray for you. Lord, I pray for all my listeners today. You know every need. You know where the people are. I ask that you touch them, and we pray for our country. God, we lift up America and ask that you bring revival. If there be one on the sound of my voice that's not born again, help them to know, God the Father, that the only way into you is through your Son, Jesus Christ. And I thank you for that revelation knowledge that you're given even now. And I ask for many souls for my hire. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. A good friend of mine and my husband's, he preached all of his life. And we were so blessed to know him for over 40 years. This man was an awesome man. He was a Church of Nazarene preacher out in California. And he told us of an incident that happened to him one day at a funeral. He said if there was in the area that he was in, if there was anybody that had a funeral and they didn't have a minister, the funeral home would call him because he knew that he would go and he would help any family out. And that's what he did one day. And he said one day he was doing a military funeral for this man that had passed away. And he said it was a sad time, of course, and he said the tent was full of people, and at the end of the tent, his grandmother sat and had her little grandson on her knees, and he delivered the sermon, and then after the sermon, there was the 21-gun salute, and he said when the fire and other rifles went off the first time, it startled the grandmother so, it shook her so, she jumped. And when she jumped, her wheelchair got off balance and she turned over in her wheelchair and fell to the ground. And her little grandson was about 4 years old. He jumped up to the ground and he looked at his soldiers. And the brother said that he let out a string of words like you never heard before. And he looked at his soldiers and he told them, he said, "You done shot my grandma." And he said that was the ending of that service. He said he had to go get down behind the hearse and laugh uncontrollably. He said he couldn't hold it anymore. It was quite an experience at that time. He got up and he said, "You done shot my grandma." But he said the words that little boy said was overwhelming. But you know, in Matthew chapter 12, verse 34, it says, "Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh." See, that little boy, he didn't learn those words all by himself. He'd been listening to those around him speak those words. And I'm telling you, Mama, Daddy, Grandma, and Grandpa, those little ears that you are under you, they're hearing those words that you're saying. They're hearing those things that you're talking about. And they're going to repeat it because you're putting it down into their heart. The vessels, the little vessels that you have in your house called your children, you're filling them up with something. Some of you, all your children know is a fuss and a fight and an argument. Some of you, all your children know is one curse word right after another. Some of you, all your children know is one ridicule of the church and the pastor and gossip. Let me tell you, you better be careful what you're putting. There's a little song that we used to sing in Sunday school. Eyes, be careful what you see. Ears, be careful what you hear. Mouth, be careful what you say. Hands, be careful what you do. And feet, be careful where you go. For there's a Father up above looking down and tender love. You better be careful what you say and what you do, because it's all going to come out. And not always it's going to come out in your mouth, but it's going to come out in the little ones around you. Don't be telling your children not to smoke and not to drink and not to do drugs if you caught up in it yourself. I had a woman tell me, "I really love my grandbaby. I love my children." And then she was living with a man that wasn't her husband right before it. No shame, no excuse for her. And let me tell you something. They're going to follow in your footsteps. They're going to do what you're doing. And if you don't want them going down the same path you're doing, don't you think you need to change your path? Train up a child when he's young, and when he's old, he won't depart from that. That's on the good side, but that's also got a bad side, too. How are you training your children today? What are you putting down at the workplace? Because let me tell you, you're going to reap what you sow. You're going to reap what you sow. Be blessed today. Walk in the goodness of God.